You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen. Dr. Jay Allen on Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. So I have to tell you, this week it's going to be a little bit different because you're going to sit here and go, hold on, today's Friday and Jay normally puts out a Safety FM mini. But that is not going to be the case on this particular episode. Because let me tell you, the last episode that we did, being as I was recapping an episode about an episode, I kind of figured, you know, I really owe you an episode this week. So this today will not be a mini as we traditionally do on a Friday. This episode is going to be a longer version. And what we're going to do here over the next few minutes is we're going to have a conversation with Steve Sisson, the host for Safety Talks on Safety FM. This is a new show that will be starting over the next few weeks. So I wanted you to take a listen to the host and what the show is going to be about. So enjoy our little podcast here today with Steve Sisson from Safety Talks on Safety FM.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Well, Steve, we've had you on the podcast in the past, so I think it's quite interesting that you have decided to essentially leave what you were doing to come and do this, meaning you are now the Chief Strategic Officer for Safety FM and Safety Focus Moment. What caused you to want to make that decision?
Well, Jay, as you know, you and I have been, you know, we've been friends for years, and we've been briefly talking about this over the past year about, you know, getting out and trying something new, and I've watched what you've done over the last year, which has been absolutely amazing. So, I mean, honestly, I'm honored that you would allow me to join Safety FM and help you in this endeavor, and really see what we can do to make an impact on the safety field.
Well, Steve, with you coming along, I have to be honest, it's one of those things that we kind of had momentum in regards of what we wanted to do, and I just really think that you'll be able to really funnel and give us, I'll say, better direction on what to do. So I guess, really, what do you feel that you're going to do starting right off the bat?
Well, you know, first and foremost, put together the plan, and which is essentially done at this point. What we're looking to get out of this venture, and what we're looking to get out of Safety FM is first and foremost, good, solid speakers who are going to really help the safety field and allow us to continue to do what we do, because this is, you know, we have a passion for safety, and there are a lot of people out there that have a passion for safety. And this is just a medium for us to get them together and have general discussions, let them hear what the safety leaders have to say.
Now, here's going to be the funny part about the whole thing is I didn't mention it at the very beginning, but being as this is really essentially going to be my podcast, but essentially it's going to be your podcast too. So we are going to be introducing Safety Talks with Steve Sisson. And what are you looking to do with your particular podcast? And how do you feel about doing a podcast? That really should be the other question there.
You know, moving into the podcast world, it's a little bit different. You know, it's something that a little bit outside of what I'm used to doing. But it's not at the same time. Even though I'm not doing it live, I'm not doing it on a podcast, I'm constantly talking to people, talking to safety leaders, talking to product developers, talking to pretty much anybody I can about different safety products and different ways of doing safety and trying to find the next best thing to make the organizations I work with or for better. So it's a little bit of a different medium. But at the same time, I've been doing it my whole career. I've got a You know, I've got a very large base of people I work with, I talk with, vendors I have very good relationships with, and product developers that are coming up with the new up-and-coming safety products that are, you know, new to the industry. So by doing that, I'm now just doing it in a more live fashion, I suppose. And now everybody gets to hear me talk, which hopefully is a good thing, but we'll see.
Well, and when can we expect to hear your first episode come out? And I know that you're going to have the opportunity of doing the podcast, and you'll have the opportunity of being on safetyfm.live. So when do you think that we'll be out there with the first episode?
Well, I'm hoping we can get the first episode out next week. I have I've already lined up 6 speakers to work with us, and they range from, you know, we want to touch every aspect of safety that we can. So from a product developer to products that are on the market already that can assist safety leaders out there to recruiters and retention. You know, that's a huge aspect of safety and keeping the good people we have and being able to build off of that. So I got a good base already. We're going to start recording hopefully by the end of this week and hopefully get something out if time permits next week.
Well, that is awesome. Well, Steve, I really am glad that you have decided to join us here at Safety FM and at Safety Focus Moment. And to hear more about Steve Sisson, we'll go ahead and actually have some information on the website at safetyfm.com, and be looking forward to listening to Safety Talks with Steve Sisson on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.